Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. On Wednesday, we dropped an episode with the meditation teacher, Kara Lai, in which we explored the provocative, well, I guess it's a provocative question in Buddhist circles only, but the provocative question of whether perhaps the Buddhists have, or some Buddhists have, unhelpfully vilified desire, that maybe we can use wanting as a way to wake up as opposed to a hindrance to waking up. So today we're going to explore desire from a bit of a different perspective in a meditation from the great Joseph Goldstein. Probably needs little to no introduction for this audience, but Joseph co-founded the Insight Meditation Society in central Massachusetts back in the 1970s with Sharon Salzberg and Jack Kornfield, and is now one of the founding teachers on the 10% Happier app. And this is one of many, many meditations and courses that we have from Joseph up on the app, but we're dropping it here because it rhymes so nicely with the episode we did on Wednesday. So here we go with Joseph Goldstein.
One of the deepest aspects of the conditioning in our minds is the force of desire, the force of wanting or craving. People often respond to desire in one of two ways. We can either get lost in it, carried away in the enjoyment of it. On the other hand, sometimes people become aware of desire and judge the fact that it's arisen, or even judge oneself for having it. In both ways, we're actually feeding the desire, either by getting lost in it, or by judging it. In our practice, we want to become aware of the desire as another object of meditation. We can open to our experience of it, be making a mental note, desire, desire, desire. Seeing how the desire all by itself will arise, will be there for some time, and will pass away. This is such an important aspect of our practice because desire arises not only, of course, in our meditation, but in our lives as well. And so from our practice of meditation, we've learned some basic skills at being with the desire skillfully. We can become aware of it without judging it or judging ourselves. And in this place of ease, of acceptance, of openness, of inquiry, of exploration of what desire is, we can then more easily assess, is this something we want to act on? Is this something we want to let go of? And so it provides a greater space of wisdom and freedom in our lives. You can begin the meditation by settling into a comfortable posture. Gently close the eyes. Become aware of your body sitting. Sit and know you're sitting. You may begin to feel your body breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. As any other object becomes predominant, sound, a sensation, a thought. Use a soft mental note to frame that experience. Hearing, pressure, thinking. And in the noting of each of those experiences, when they're no longer predominant, again return to the breath or the sitting posture. You might also from time to time become aware of desire arising in the mind. When desires arise, become mindful of this as an object of meditation. Sometimes it may be a desire or wanting for our meditation to be a certain way. It might be desire for different kinds of sense pleasures. Perhaps there are food fantasies or thoughts about where your next vacation will be. In whatever way you become aware of the wanting mind, make a mental note of desire, desire, wanting, wanting. Being aware of it without getting lost in it and also without judging or condemning it. Simply be aware of it as another arising mind state, another arising emotion. And notice what happens to it as you become mindful of it, as you note it. Does it continue? Does it increase? Does it decrease? Does it simply disappear? When they're no longer predominant, again, return to the breath. Return to the awareness of your body sitting. And now you can experiment with interweaving a time of more open awareness into your practice. Simply be open to the flow of experience moment after moment as each new experience presents itself. If at a certain time you feel the mind is getting too scattered, less focused, getting increasingly lost in thoughts in the wandering mind, return again to a directed awareness, refocusing on the feeling of the breath, breathing in, know you're breathing in, and breathing out, know you're breathing out. When you find that the mind has wandered, is distracted, simply begin again. As we end the meditation, you can open your eyes and begin to reconnect with the world around you. So as you re-engage with the world and are in the midst of your daily life experience, see if you can open to it without getting lost in it or carried away, without judging it, but feeling it in the body, seeing how it arises in the mind, we learn that we don't have to act on every desire in order to be free of it. By itself, it will arise, it will pass away, and if we can be with it in a mindful way, we're able to assess more clearly which desire should we act on, which desire should we simply let go of, and so we bring a greater clarity and wisdom to the unfolding of our lives.
Big thanks to Joseph. Reminder, many, many, many more meditations from Joseph Goldstein in the 10% Happier app. And we've done a ton of courses with him where we combine short video clips from him with guided meditations. So if you're not a subscriber, come check it out. We'll see you on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.